wall. Make myself a sandwich, I'll build it to the sky. I'll stack it 20 stories tall from sourdough and rye. I'll slather it in ketchup, I'll toast it up a bunch. And once it's warm and crispy, I'll eat it up for lunch. Oh, sandwich, how I love you, I'll eat you every day. From the very month of June, all the way to May.
Hey! Hey, Bugs. You mind if I see that banjo for a second?
Sure, Dev.
Thank you. My banjo! So long, banjo!
Say, what's the big idea?
Is that your stomach growling?
No wonder you're so cranky.
If you're hungry, just say so.
I'm not hungry. I'm on a mission. We're not stopping unless it helps me get closer to making my Thanksgiving movie. It won't be long before I finally unseat the turkey as the official bird of...
Your stomach seems to say otherwise.
That growling could mean anything. Isn't that right, stomach?
Ooh, I'm dying! Feed me, you nitwit!
Fine. We'll stop at the next sign of food.
Who was there?
Guess we'll never find out.
Wait...
Wow, look at him run! Nice jump, Doc.
Many thanks, and many more for allowing me passage into your fine metallic carriage, kind sirs. They call me the Town Crier.
How come?
When I was but a young lad, I witnessed with mine own two eyes an event most foul, a sight that I can never unsee, a sight that still brings tears to these same two eyes. You see...
You cry. We get it.
Ah, yes. My apologies. As a wise man once said, TMI. Try monologuing inside. Well, worry not, for I come to you today with good tidings, for my humble village is holding its annual Autumnal Carnival Festival Celebration! Oh.
Catchy name.
Indeed, we boast such festivities as carnival games and rides, all to honor our most auspicious avian friends, the turkey.
The turkey? You mean to tell me that your entire festival is some sort of turkey fair?
Why, yes. Some do call it the turkey fair to save time. Not me, for I have plenty of time and nobody with whom to share it.
Count me out. I don't need any more turkey celebrations to distract me from making my movie.
Oh, dear. I suppose that once again I'll be attending the chili cook-off. All alone.
You didn't say anything about a cook-off. Winning a cooking competition is just what I need to get my Thanksgiving movie made. Looks like we're making a stop at the Toyky Fair.
Hip, hip, hurrah!
You're still in the car?
Indeed I am. I simply cannot wait to attend the fair together for the three greatest friends in the world. Right, right, right.
Bugs? I've been waiting for an excuse to use my backseat catapult.
Whatever do you... Ah, yes, you two find parking, and I will catch up soon.
Looney Tunes presents Bugs and Daffy's Thanksgiving Road Trip. Episode 2, A Kooky Cook-Off.
You again? I thought we lost you back at the football stadium.
That's what they all think.
Wow, Dad! Check out all the fun carnival games!
Ring toss, folks! Just one ticket to toss 5 rings!
Wing toss, folks! Just one ticket to toss 5 wings!
Thing toss, folks! 0 tickets to toss anything at the ring and wing toss guy! That's it! Now you're getting it! Oh, that's a good one!
These are kids' games! I'm here for a real challenge! Where's that chili cook-off? I'll show them all who's the best bird around.
Come one, come all, and sign up for the Turkey Fair's annual chili cook-off. If you think you've got the culinary skills to be crowned this Thanksgiving's premier food expert, then step right up.
Daffy Duck's the name. Chili chef extraordinaire, here to sign up for the chili cook-off.
We have our first contestant, proving that even the ugliest of turkeys is welcome at the Turkey Fair's annual chili cook-off.
Hey, Buster! I'm not a turkey! I'm a duck!
A duck at the turkey fair?
Hey, everybody, laugh at the duck who thinks he's better than a turkey.
You have to admire the way he commands the crowd. Daffy, I love the confidence, but I've never seen you cook a day in my life. Are you sure you even know how to handle a knife? Oh, Bugs, how little you know about me and my storied culinary journey. At all times, I carry a big bag of kitchen tools, should I ever be faced with a cooking challenge. Voice time I'm hearing at this. Rest easy, Rabbit. I've got a secret weapon, the envy of chefs all across the globe, for my dicing, slicing, and de-lifing needs. Behold, my duck damashi knife! That's a frying pan. Whoops! I meant my duck damashi knife! That's a spatula. My duck damashi knife! That's a tuning fork. Hold on. I know it's in here somewhere. Oh, that's not it. Come on.
Hey, what's the big idea? Who's been throwing explosive kitchen utensils every which way?
Calm down, Paul. Ain't no need to get all riled up now.
And it looks like our reigning chili cook-off champions for the past 20 years have just arrived. It's Ma and Pa!
Darn tootin'.
Yes, sirree.
This is my competition? Wow, what a joke. Hardy har har, it is to laugh. Why, these two wouldn't know good cooking if it hit them over the head with a frying pan.
Ma, frying pan.
Here you go, Paul.
Sorry, Duck, but you did ask for it.
Ask for what? I see. Daff, are you okay? He sure knows his way around the kitchen.
And the chili cook-off is underway as our contestants begin the ever-important step of preparing their ingredients.
Ma, pass me the salt.
Salt coming right up, Paul.
Don't worry, listeners. Your favorite duck's got this thing in the bag. I'll just have to resort to a little foul play. Quiet, you. I've wired a whole stack of dynamite directly to their cutting board. That way, as soon as they start to chop, 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 they'll go boom, boom, boom. Duffy, you genius, you.
Ma, pass me the carrots.
Carrots coming right up, dear. Careful chopping them now.
Oh, Ma, you know I'm always careful.
Here he goes. Better plug my ears.
And a one, and a two, and a...
Hey, where's the big kaboom? Hey, pal, you sure you're chopping those right?
Sure as the sun peeks through the gray sky after a fresh May shower.
Well, try it again.
If you say so.
Oh, boy, here it comes. Hey, what's the big idea? It's like you've never used the cutting board a day in your life. Give me that knife. Let me show you how it's done.
Well, all right. The floor is yours, my friend.
Here, like this. And that's how it's done.
And as we continue, just a quick reminder to all contestants to routinely wash your hands.
Ah, a perfect opportunity for sabotage. I switched out their hand soap with glue. With their hands completely stuck together, there's no way they'll be able to cook.
You hear that, Paul? Hand washing time.
Soap up those hands. Say, Ma, this soap's feeling awful sticky, ain't it?
I'd have to agree.
It's working.
All right, that's enough washing. Let's get back to work. Ma, let go of my hand.
I'm trying, but I can't.
Fair cook now.
Tell you what, we'll just do everything together from here on out.
I knew I married this man for a reason.
After washing their hands, it looks like Ma and Pa are inseparable. They're doing everything together and somehow moving at twice their normal speed. I thought there was no way to improve their teamwork, but they've done it.
What? That's impossible. Bugs, get over here and glue your hand to mine.
No can do, Dad. I'm shopping for a new banjo. Remember what happened to my old one?
I don't have time to think about banjos. I'll just use the glue myself.
Go, Glue, go!
Huh?
And it looks like Daffy Duck has glued his hand to a large bottle rocket firework.
Who put this here?
Help! Help! Somebody save me!
Would you look at that firework taking off into the sky?
It's so beautiful! This has been the most romantic cook-off yet.
And it looks like this chili competition is really heating up, with our contestants fully focused and in the zone.
Wow, Daffy, you're really cooking now. Bugs, I've come to the incredibly sophisticated realization that the only way to win a chili cook-off is to cook chili. There's no shortcuts in life. No way to trick your way to the top. The only kind of bird who would stoop that low is the turkey. Nice bandages you got on. These are decorative.
Hi, Rabbit. Come on over.
We won't talk to you.
I wonder what they want. Go see for yourself. I'm staying right here where I know it's safe. In the kitchen, surrounded by fire and knives. All right, Dev. What's up, Docs?
Gee, thanks for coming over here, Mr. Rabbit. We sure could use your help.
I really should be helping Daffy.
Your duck friend? He'll be just fine.
Now, this ain't just a competition to us. Each year, we're trying our darndest to make a batch of chili better than the last.
Trouble is, this year's recipe's missing just one final ingredient. And we'd be ever so grateful if you'd help us complete our dish.
Well, since you asked so nicely, what kind of chili are you cooking up?
Rabbit chili.
I see. Would you mind excusing me for 1 second?
Why do the best ingredients always run?
Well, hon, you know we do love the chase.
I reckon we do.
Get him!
We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor, the Acme Corporation.
Buster, if you don't scram,
you'll never get rid of me!
Are you tired of tiny wooden boxes that can't hold any stuff in them, like your bubblegum or a ham?
My hands are always full of ham, and that's not even all the ham I own.
I used to be like you, clumsy, sticky, and always carrying 2 fistfuls of honey-baked ham. That's why I got my own Acme oversized wooden crate, where I now store all my ham, plus other ham-related things, like this exploding fork. Cool. Huh.
Hold on. I have a lot of ham. Can the crate really hold all of it?
The big oversized wooden crate is scientifically proven to hold as much ham as you have. 1 unit? 1,000 units? I'm confident that no matter how much ham you have, whether it's 1 or 1,000 units, it'll fit in the crate that we are selling to you to store your 1 to 1,000 hams.
I have more than 1,000 units of ham.
Anything past 1,000 units of ham is classified as experimental and absolves us of any and all liability. Although, I'm pretty sure you can fit more than 1,000 ham units into the crate, if you really feel like it.
I do. I do feel like it.
Great. Would you like to order a crate today?
Why, yes. The hams are getting out of control. I don't know where they keep coming from.
We already possess all your credit card information, so to order, all you have to do is ask me, and then wait.
Wait for what? I said wait for what? Excuse me, what am I waiting for?
Away. It's here.
Order your Acme oversized wooden crate today for all your ham storing needs. And also, you can probably put other stuff in it too, I would think, like pastrami or maybe a fine mortadella cheese. I don't know, I'm not living your life. And if you're thinking to yourself, hey, isn't that just a refrigerator? The answer is no. It's an oversized wooden crate, which is different from a refrigerator in many ways. Most notably, if you don't use your ham fast enough, it'll go bad. And it'll not be my fault. In fact, it will be your fault. Okay, that's all.
All Acme oversized wooden crates will be delivered by being dropped from the sky. Please exercise caution when catching your oversized wooden crate. Acme is not responsible for any injuries sustained on account of...
You can't catch!
Payment information has already been sold to third and fourth parties. And fifth. And sixth.
And now, a quick word for the grown-ups. And now, back to the show!
As the chili cook-off continues, Daffy Duck mixes in the most delicate of spices. To achieve perfect balance, he'll need complete and total concentration.
Steady. Steady now. Just squeeze out a single drop. Perfect! Bugs, you gotta try this. Bugs? Now, where's that rabbit gotten off to? And where are those other two yahoos? Where is everybody?
Come on now, rabbit. Slow down so we can catch you.
All we want to do is make you into food.
I can't keep running forever. Maybe I'll have better luck losing those two in one of them carnival games.
Now, where did he get off to?
Well, that way, Ma. Over by that carnival game.
Axe throwing. Throw an axe and win a prize.
Axe throwing, huh?
Ooh, Papa. Win me a prize. Win me a prize. I'm in a real good boy.
Now, Junior, I don't know about all that.
Aw, come on, Pa. I want the big fluffy teddy. Win me the big fluffy teddy.
Just one ticket for one axe. Hit the bullseye and win the boy a prize.
That bullseye painted on that there pine tree?
That's the one.
Well, if that's all it'll take to make the boy happy, I'll take one axe.
Hurrah, hurrah. Pa's gonna win me the big fluffy teddy.
I'll just line up my hips and...
Bullseye!
Your old Pa's still got it, boy. I'll take the big fluffy teddy bear.
Not so fast. One bullseye wins you a tiny teddy keychain. You'll need five bullseyes to win the big prize.
Five? Now I know better than to be swindled by a slick salesman. We'll stick with the teddy keychain. Here you go, son.
Wah! Wah! Pa don't want to win me a big fluffy teddy. Why don't he want me? Wah!
Pa! How can you do this to our boy? Win him the big prize.
Fine, fine. I don't feel good about this, but give me four more axes.
Four more axes coming up.
Hurrah, hurrah. Pa do want me. He do. He's gonna win me that big fluffy teddy bear.
Here we go. Just line up and... Ha! That's four more bullseyes in a row. That tree didn't stand a chance.
Uh-oh.
Congratulations, you've won the big prize. Here you go. Enjoy. Timber!
The things I do for that boy. Don't worry about me. Just gonna take a quick nap under this here tree trunk.
Thanks for the teddy, Pa.
Pa, I think that was the rabbit.
You know, I think so, too. On account of we ain't got no kids.
Think you've got what it takes to be a strong man? Step right up and prove your strength on the High Striker. One ticket for one swing of the hammer.
Look, Paul, that rabbit's climbed up to the top.
Get down here, rabbit.
No.
I suppose I'll have to knock him down from there using my rippling, bulging muscles.
You think you're strong enough?
I know I'm strong enough. I mean, yes, I do. Here's your ticket.
And here's your hammer.
Much obliged. Here's a trick to the game, Ma. You gotta put all your muscle into it.
You sure you're using the right muscles?
Very funny now, but see, that was just a warm-up.
One more ticket for one more swing.
Here you go. Time to take this more seriously. Let me just... Here, take all the tickets I got. You watch out, rabbit. Here it comes.
I ain't worried.
Why, you... Why won't this thing move?
Mind if I take a swing, Pa? Unless you're still just warming up.
Go ahead, but be careful, dear.
Looks like I'm safer up here than I thought. Watch it, lady. You broke the bell with that dang-gone hammer. You could have put an eye out. Uh-oh. It's coming back down.
Uh-oh. Look out!
Look out for what? Everyone look out. The sky's falling.
Step right up to the tunnel of love. Nothing more romantic than floating through a tunnel with that special someone.
Hey, Doc. Why don't you take a break and let me take over for a bit?
Gee, that'd be great. Thanks, Mr. Bunny. Now I'll have time to find the love of my very own. A love that is pure. A love.
Nice kid. Uh-oh, here come the chili chumps. Time to get in character. Step right up, step right up, to celebrate the spirit of true love. I'm looking for young love-struck couples like the two of you over there.
I think he's talking about us, Paul.
We got a rabbit to catch, though.
Oh, come on. It'll be romantic.
The young lady's right as rain. Climb on into my gondola for an evening of romance you'll never forget.
I suppose one boat ride couldn't hurt.
Oh, we're sailing down the stream. Two lovers in the night have the time of their lives. Your romantic plates of spaghetti.
We sure do appreciate all this, but is there any way we can get a couple of forks?
A fancy couple, eh? You know, there's an even fancier boat than this for a fancy couple like you.
Fancier? Paul, we never do get to see the finer things in life.
But you deserve the finer things. Not a tunnel, but the open ocean. Trouble is, the ships are all full up.
How in tarnation are we gonna get on then?
I'd have to sneak you on. But maybe it ain't worth the trouble if you folks got other things going on.
No, we'll do it. We'll get on. Oh, I don't want this small life of making chili. I want bigger things. Fancier things.
Me too, Ma. Please, take us there. Sneak us on.
You know, folks, I almost feel bad for them.
Of course, it's a shame we never got to eat that rabbit.
Darn shame.
I said almost. All right. Either of you got a fear of catapults?
Oh, I'm definitely afraid.
No time to think. Good luck on your new life.
All aboard! Final boarding call for the commercial fishing vessel. 11 months of non-stop fishing. Catching fish, gutting fish, smelling like fish. Entirely unpaid.
I just love a happy ending. Now to go check on Daffy.
Contestants, it's finally time for my favorite part of the cook-off. The part where we get to taste your chili. Let the judging begin.
Looks like I'm just in time. Where have you been? Just in and out the competition. Pipe down! Here comes the judge!
Ah, it is my great honor to taste the finest chilies, Seani. I only wish I could contain my excitement with the world-famous chili from Ma et Pa. Mais quoi? Où est Ma et Pa? If they are nowhere to be found, it looks like their chili will be disqualified from this year's cook-off!
Nice move, Bugs! With those two gone, I'm a shoo-in to win!
I suppose I will have to settle for the chili from this unknown, non-famous mallard.
You'll know who I am soon enough, Mac!
I will be the judge of that.
You know, I really discovered a new side of myself through making this chili, a more zen version of Daffy Duck. Perhaps my years of flying off the handle are finally behind me. Perhaps cooking has unlocked an aura of stability to which I can tether my normally unhinged...
Your dish is disqualified.
What? Who do you think you are?
I am an expert chili connoisseur, and in my opinion, this is no chili. This is un gâteau.
A cat? Why, I oughta...
No. It is un gâteau. A cake.
He makes a good point. Your chili does look awful fluffy. Covered in frosting, candles on top.
You'd be better served entering the cake contest. Who are the cake judge?
Bonjour, c'est moi, le cake judge. I have arrived to make an emergency judgment of this cake. Le peu. This cake tastes like chili.
Thank you.
However, the theme of this year's kike contest was chili. I declare the winner of the chili kike bake-off to be Daffy Duck.
Daffy, you did it! Sorta. There was never a doubt in my mind.
And with that, I will bid you adieu.
Wait a minute. Who wins the chili cook-off then?
The winner is the host.
There you have it, folks. For the first time ever, I, the nameless host, Daniel,
No, that can't be right.
I have won the chili cook-off. It's been a long time coming, but I did it. And I know what you're thinking. I was rooting for him the whole time. To my true fans, I thank you. To everyone else, I told you so. Bye.
Bugs? Yeah, Daffy? Let's leave this fair and never look back. Agree. Well, that terrible turkey fair is finally in the rearview mirror. Now that I'm a football star and a cooking pioneer, all that's left to do is make it as a designer before taking my movie to the studio. Everything's going according to plan. Let's see what the public's saying about me. Turn on the radio.
Hi, everyone. It's me, a nameless cooking lady. Danielle? No, that can't be right. Today's question comes to us from Thomas in Vermont. Which bird is the best at cooking food? Well, Thomas, I know of a duck that just won a chili cake cook-off at the Turkey Fair. But the fair is named after turkeys, so I'm going to say... the turkey.
What? That is preposterous! Who do all these radio personalities think they are? Podcasters? Don't worry about it, Dev. They can't take away your accomplishments. Besides, as soon as we add fashionista to your resume, you'll be a triple threat. But hopefully I'll only have to threaten the president of the studio once. We'll be shooting your Thanksgiving movie before you know it. Nothing's gonna stand in my way. Next up, the fashion world! Not quite. We gotta drive through this canyon of credits foist. Again, how much attention do these people need? That's all, folks.
Bugs and Daffy's Thanksgiving Road Trip is a production of Story Pirate Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, Peter McNerney, and Lee Overtree. Written by Minzwi Karami, with story by Lee Overtree, Duke Doyle, and Minzwi Karami. Original score by Jack Mitchell. Technical direction, recording, and sound design by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City.
Le cake judge, I am home.
Ah, bonsoir, le chili judge. And how was your day?
Ah, mon cher, don't you remember? You were there with me.
Oh, c'est vrai. How silly of me. You look so handsome, le master of le chili arts.
And you so beautiful, le master of le cake and all forms of pâtisserie. We are two culinary experts, the best in the world.
Oh. Should we order in tonight?
Wait, I am beat. Let's order in tonight.